Father, we thank you and give you honor and praise. We give you glory, Lord, for who you are and whose we are. We know, Lord, that we are yours. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And you said all things are ours too. Glory to God. We may join hands with Christ. We thank you. We thank you for favor from the Lord. And we thank you for your mercy. Today we declare that the entrance of your word brings in light to everyone that will hear it and gives understanding to those whose hearts are open before you. Shine that light in our hearts today. Give understanding and let us know what the Spirit is saying unto us even at this time. We give you, Lord, the glory. He that hath an ear, you said, let him hear. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Give you praise and glory. Amen and amen. Well, let me continue. I want to do this Times of Refreshing from God and Favor Magnets Part 3. If you missed Parts 1 and 2, well, you're going to have to go back and listen to the replays. I'm going to pick up where I left off from yesterday. I was doing some characters in the Bible that experienced tremendous favor from God. And we're making some prayers in to align with some things that we saw in those lives. And so I want to continue that. Then I'm going to talk about, you know, walking in God's favor and favor management and all of that. But I want to go through and show you more of these characters from the Bible, folks from the Bible, ordinary people such as you and me, you know, who experienced tremendous favor from God. A quick recap, we've talked about Enoch, we have talked about Noah, and we've talked about Abraham, we've talked about even Lot, we've talked about Isaac, we've talked about Jacob. And we talked about Joseph. I believe that's where we stopped yesterday. Some of these people experienced, you know, tremendous favor. It's incredible. Enoch's favor was such that while the whole world was condemned to die, he found favor with God and he escaped death. Till this day, man never died. So that's an amazing favor. Now, you know, we pray that the Lord will help us to obtain that kind of favor, that we also be translated, that we should not see death. Noah, he found favor before God. In his case, the whole world was also condemned to die. And they were going to be destroyed by the flood. But he and his household found favor. And his household got favor because of him. May we and our families find this kind of favor before God to escape the coming great tribulation. Luke 21 and 36 tells you that. Abraham found grace and favor in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord handpicked him. When everybody else was trying to build a tower to heaven and God destroyed them and scattered them, he turned around and handpicked this man and said, I will make you great. Hallelujah. May the Lord give us this kind of favor. And not only that, God knew him, that he was a man that was going to obey his commandments, you know, and so forth. And God gave him an incredible test, which he passed. And God swore that a tremendous blessing was coming to him because he had obeyed the voice of the Lord. Lot, who was Abraham's nephew, also obtained favor from God to be delivered. He and his family from the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I pray that the Lord will keep us and help us. In his own case, though, I'm not entirely sure that their hearts were detached from greed. His wife could not even keep her eyes away from the place. They were told to not look back. Jesus gave us a lesson, said, remember Lot's wife. You know, get away from the evil, let our hearts be detached from such. Isaac was a man that received tremendous favor from the Lord. The Lord blessed the work of his hands. I mean, he was a man that loved to sow and, you know, till the ground and everything. And God blessed him tremendously, 100-fold, we're told. And even to the point that the Philistines began to envy him, you know. And I pray the grace and favor of God on the blessing and blessing on the work of our hands and your hands. People will begin to envy the goodness of the Lord in your lives. We see a powerful, powerful prayer in Psalm 90, you know, verse 17, that talks about, you know, let thy works, 16 and 17, appear to us, glory, you know, to our children. You know, let the Lord, his beauty shine upon us and the work of our hands, and let him establish it and prosper it. So tremendous blessings. Jacob was one like no other who could influence the outcome of nature, you know, for transfer of wealth. And God put some tremendous favor on him for recovery of all that Laban had cheated him of. He was able to influence the outcome of cattle when they mated and what colors they will bring forth. And he transferred all the wealth to himself. We spoke about that yesterday. In tremendous favor. He also had power with God through prayer. God called him a prince because he stood right there. The angel of the Lord said, I'm leaving. He said, no. Yeah, I need some more blessings. And, you know, God called his name a prince, you know, with God. Hallelujah. And we talked about Joseph. This was where we stopped yesterday. Joseph, you talk about, you know, I mean, he was such a favor magnet that it didn't matter what anything happened to him or what anybody did to him. Favor was always locating him. You know, all the would be destiny destroyers from his family. You know, God would turn everything around for his favor toward Joseph. Everything, you know, threw him in the pit, favor found him, brought him out. Sold him into slavery, favor found him, and, you know, and he got the best position among the slaves. Got thrown into prison for a crime he did not commit, favor found him. You know, he got made the head of the prisoners. On and on and on. Even that favor caused him to stand before Pharaoh, finally. And when he did, tremendous favor. One day, from this llama, the next day, to head over all the land and all the region. And, you know, the declaration of Pharaoh that, you know, his chariots, his everything, his ring and all. And even all everything, all authority and power given to him. Only in the throne, he said, will I be greater than you. But everything, anything you say goes. And that was tremendous dominion. Came to Joseph by the favor of the Lord. So that's how where we ended yesterday. I got a few more to go through. Let me talk about next. So those were seven people that we talked about tremendous favor in their lives. Well, let's talk about number eight, the children of Israel as a group. We've talked about individuals, but even as a group, God can favor his people. You know, the verse that we kicked this series off from, one of them, in Psalm 102 verse 13 says, you know, the Lord will arise and favor his people because it is time. The appointed time to favor his people. Not just one person, you know, we've talked about individual blessings, but now we even talk about corporate. It's time. The Lord will bless his people. So the children of Israel were a people that suffered quite a bit. Their stories were up and down, but at one appointed time, when God said it was time to deliver them from their afflictions and get them out of Egypt, there was such a favor upon the people. Let's read this. Exodus chapter 11 and verse 3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Now, yeah, I don't have time today to read all this story, but there was all kinds of things that, you know, they took from their neighbors. Say, speak now in the ears of the people and let every man borrow. This was what God said to them. You know, go and borrow of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver, jewels of gold, this and that and so forth. You know, well, they wouldn't even have answered a slave. Slave, come to your house, you know, call the authorities, come and arrest them. But God had so plagued the land of Egypt with all kinds of things that they were willing to thrust out the people. The Lord said to Moses, said, I will bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, and afterwards he will let you go hence. And when he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out altogether. You know, because they were now at the point they were ready to do anything just to get rid of these people that were such, you know, a thorn in their sides. You know, God was, you know, tormenting them. You know, so God gave the people favor. They went in, they basically robbed all the Egyptians. You know, took everything and gave them everything. Now, this was payback for all the problems and the buffeting and the torment and the afflictions that the Egyptians had put upon them. Right? God turned the tables for payback. They brought them forth with silver and gold, we were told. Hallelujah. And there was tremendous favor that God gave to the children of Israel as a group all together. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord will bring favor. I pray the Lord give favor to you also among the people and favor to all of God's children among the people. Wherever you go, the Lord give you favor in Jesus' name. Then number 9, I have Moses was a man who found favor with God. This was evidenced by, you know, God's presence to lead him and the Israelites. You know, he had this conversation with God in Exodus chapter 33 from verse 12. The Lord had told him that he, you know, found favor in his sight, but Moses is going to make doubly sure. He said, well, if indeed, you know, I found favor in your sight and so forth, well, then do this thing for me. So Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou said unto me, bring up these people, you know, and so forth. And I began to ask him, well, if I found favor in your sight, now therefore, if I found favor in your sight, show me now thy way. Hallelujah. That I may know thee. That I may find grace even more so in thy sight. And consider that this nation is thy people. And the Lord said, well, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Amen. That's a powerful thing. May the Lord grant you such mercy and favor. His presence always goes with you, and the Lord give you rest on all sides. And Moses turned around and said to the Lord, well, if thy presence go not with us, then don't even carry us from here. You know, for wherein, you know, shall I be known that I and these thy people have found favor in your sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? Amen. So he began to call upon the name of the Lord. Well, you can pray for favor. Favor sometimes can be imputed, and you can also pray for it. I read to you yesterday the prayer of Jabez, where he was praying for favor for the goodness of the Lord. We saw cases where people were not praying for it, but the favor found them. But it's okay also to pray for it. I mean, there's precedence in the scriptures either way. you know, so you can pray also, you know, for, you know, favor of the Lord to come to you. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to read to you a few more quickly some of these, you know, other people in the Bible that were favored tremendously. There was a man called Naphtali of the tribes of Israel. Let's see. Well, people don't know very much about Naphtali, but I'm going to show you something today, you know, of what the Lord said concerning him in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 23. The pronunciation, you know, there was a time that Moses, the man of God, began to bless, you know, all of the children of Israel, their tribes and different things. And he would pronounce it. The anointing of God was upon him, pronouncing, you know, blessings upon them, one by one, each of their tribes. And this is what he said of Naphtali, Deuteronomy 33 and verse 23. Of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Hallelujah. And my prayer is, may the Lord call his favor upon you to the point where you are satisfied. Pour it out upon you. Satisfied with favor on every side. Now, you don't need to wait to the end for me to declare anything over the room. I'm declaring it already. So, you know, as we go through each of these declarations, as I'm reading these stories, I'm pulling out some, you know, characteristics that we see in the favor God gave to these people. Begin to claim it for yourself. Wait till the end. You know, it's happening already. The satisfied with favor of the Lord. Full with the blessing of the Lord. I mean, this man was flowing and overflowing. Full. You know, this was the blessing that the man of God, Moses, put upon him. Like I said, not too much was known about this Naphtali tribe, but tremendous declaration of favor upon him here. Satisfied with favor, and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Glory to God. That's what Moses said concerning Naphtali. And it was so, praise the Lord. And may it be so for you also, that you will be satisfied with favor from the Lord, and you will be full with the blessing of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Full with the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then, you know, we'll move on to Gideon. It's number 11. Gideon, well, in his time, the Midianites were tormenting the children of Israel, were bullying them. You know, everything they did, if they worked very hard, they went in and harvested crops and so forth, the Midianites would come in and take it from them. If they were threshing, doing wine press, and, you know, and so forth, let them do all the work, they come in and take it from them. So, you know, Gideon was hiding, threshing and hiding because he didn't want the, you know, Midianites to come and take everything he did. And the angel of the Lord found him in Judges chapter 6, verses 14 to 22. The angel of the Lord gave him a powerful salutation. You know, it's not all the time that the Lord would send angel of the Lord to people and give them such salutations. But he did in the case of this man and gave him a powerful salutation. The man was even looking around. Are you talking to me? He said, well, yeah, I'm talking to you. Praise the Lord. So the Lord sent this angel, came. saw him and said to him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." Now, for the Lord, this angel himself was one of these warrior angels. So he knew what he was talking about. If a warrior angel calls you a mighty man of valor, my goodness, you know, to you to be mighty in his sight, it's a powerful thing. This man found favor in the eyes of the Lord. God handpicked him, you know, that the Lord was going to use him to do tremendous things, to begin to save the children of Israel from the hands of the Midianites. So the Lord said to him, mighty man of God, you are a valor. The Lord is with you. Of course, Gideon, the Lord be with us. Why are all these things befalling us? And where are all those miracles? See, he wasn't satisfied with his status quo. All those miracles we've heard, I mean, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt and so forth? And now he delivered out of the hands of the Midianites. The Lord said, well, I love that fire in you. You will go and you will do this thing. You will save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. I not sent you. So the Lord, you know, this man found favor of a mandate to go forth and be a deliverer. Ha! Glory to God. And I pray and I said, may the Lord put such an anointing on you to be the deliverer for your families. That's right. For your communities, where you are. And the Lord will pick you, put his grace upon you, and cause you to be strong in the Lord and to do mighty works. And I pray that God will send such deliverers, even out of this place, that will be enabled with favor from the Lord. Favor even for angelic visitations and favor from the Lord to be called a man or woman of valor. That's a great salutation if the Lord would send such unto you. Favor from the Lord. Number 12, Samuel. Samuel was a man that found and obtained favor, even as a young man. We're told in 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 26, he found favor both with the Lord and with men. Hallelujah. You know, and I pray and declare today, may you also obtain favor both with God and with men. So the two different dimensions of favor that was upon Samuel. In the things of God, he obtained favor. In the things of men, he obtained favor. Favor everywhere. In other words, it was a favor magnet. If he stood before the Lord, if he was doing things for the Lord, favor pursued him. If he was doing natural things, favor was pursuing him as well. People looked upon him with favor. And he had favor everywhere. And he grew in the grace and favor of the Lord. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Of course, you know that we can't tell stories like this without David. David was a man that found favor before God. In fact, God called him a man after his own heart. He got that title. Nobody else did. Abraham got the title of the friend of God. Some people got this and this and that titles, you know, from God. But David got this one, special one, called a man after my own heart. And why? You saw it. And all the way that he used to praise the Lord. There's nobody like David in that Bible that knew how to praise the Lord like he did. I mean, all the glorious things that he would speak concerning the Lord and how he would honor and exalt the Lord, making God's praise glorious, calling him, you know, my shepherd, my Lord, my hiding place, my high tower, my rock, my defense, my fortress. I mean, my salvation, you know, even my deliverer. I mean, he was always, you know, talking about God like that. My glory, the lifter up of my head, this and that. I was always, you know, calling God out in his greatness. And God always also responded in kind. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. This is where we begin to see God's favor, you know, upon David. I mean, you know, David, you know, David said, well, I've sought a man. Samuel said, the Lord has sought a man after his own heart. And the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people. You know, this was the indictment that came upon Saul when he did the wrong thing he should not have done. And Samuel told him, the kingdom will be taken from you and given to a man, you know, that, you know, whose heart is after the Lord, one that the Lord has chosen. And of course, we know that that one was David. In Psalm 18, you can read verses 6 to 19 of the kind of favor, you know, that was with this man David when he prayed. Too many verses to read them all, but read them on your own and see how God responded to this man's prayer. I mean, if you have this kind of power or clout with God, my goodness, it'll be a great thing. You know, whenever he was in trouble, and he was always in trouble, it seemed like the Lord painted a target on his back when he anointed him, because Saul became his enemy, or, you know, envious of him and everything. In my distress, he said, I called upon the Lord. And he heard my voice out of his temple. My cry came before him. And then all the things, the way the Lord responded, earth shook, trembled. The Lord blasted out of his nostrils, thunders, lightnings, this and that. Bowed the heavens, came down, you know, kindled fire and coals and so on. I mean, how God responded to one man's prayer like this? Well, David, you might say he knew the right buttons to push and to press when he came in for the Lord. When you tell God, you know, that he is the God that dwelleth in the midst of the cherubims, David said that in Psalm, you know, 93, Psalm 99, all these places. He would say, Lord, you know, Lord Lenneth, dwelleth in the midst of the cherubims. You tell him how great his power is, that he commanded, and everything, you know, was done. He spoke and he stood fast. You know, you say all these things about the Lord. Well, God's going to stand up and respond in kind. Hezekiah figured that out too later on, how to say those things. Well, of a truth, he said, they have cast all the nations' gods into the fire because they were no gods and they have destroyed them. But thou, O God, art the God, you know, thou alone of all the world, there's none like thee. Now let it be known. Show forth thy great power. That all the world may know that you are the only one. There's no one like you. Yeah, when you pray like that, and God will respond. God responded, sent an angel. 185,000 of their enemies were destroyed in one night. You know, on and on, when you know how to press the right buttons, have that kind of favor from God. Both David and his great grandson, Hezekiah, they had those kind of favor with God because they also knew how to pray. Make it about God's fight. And that's how they got the favor. Let's talk about the story of David a little more. When Samuel was instructed to go pick one of the sons of Jesse, and you know the story, you know, that when he came there, in 1 Samuel chapter 16. You can read all of it on your own. Jesse was a man that had 8 sons. And David was the youngest, and he was sent out in the wilderness to go take care. I don't even know why they would send the youngest. I mean, he was the one that was least prepared, you know, to handle all the wild beasts of the field. I mean, his older brothers were skilled. I mean, they were trained, they were military, you know, and so forth, you know, training. But they were sent to the battle. David was sent to keep sheep and so on. And even when Samuel came and said, "The Lord has sent me to pick one of your sons today, Jesse. Go call them to the, come and meet me." Everybody except David was called. David was despised and rejected, even of his own family. They didn't even think of him, you know, like that. He wasn't even, I say, he was not even invited to what turned out to be his own coronation ceremony. But invited or not, the favor of God located him. Even while he was out in the wilderness, God's favor located him right there. And I often say, and let me say it again here, you know, well, there are some things, greatness, of course, is from the Lord. We've seen it in the life of Abraham. God handpicked him to make him great. We've seen it in the life, we're seeing it now in the life of David. God handpicked David to be great. And let me tell you this, you know, that kind of greatness that's from the Lord, you know, whether or not you are preparing for it, it will locate you. You know, it's not, it may not be preparing for it, but it's still your destiny and it will still come to pass. David wasn't preparing to be king. He wouldn't know anything about it. He was just doing his father's commandment to keep the sheep. That's all he did. He wasn't thinking, it wasn't in his heart that he was going to be king. You know, and he wasn't even invited when at first Samuel was sent to choose a king. But lo and behold, he was the chosen one. Whether or not people narrowly looked upon him did not matter. He was the chosen one. The favor of God located him. And you know the rest of the story. He was the one that even God chose, that Christ would sit upon his throne. That's how great this man David was. Yet he had such small beginnings that he was despised. Well, you know, when he was considered, and when people were being considered for the throne, he was despised. But yet, he was a man of whom God even titled mercy, called the sure mercies of David. Can you believe it? The favor of God was so much upon this man. In the book of Psalm 89, verses 20 to 37, about 18 verses there, I'm not going to read it all. There was a special thing that God said about Moses. About David. I have found David, my servant. With my oil, I've anointed him. I mean, I'll put his hand upon the neck of his enemies. I'll plant his feet. I'll do this and I'll do that. I'll exalt him, you know, as the stars. He wasn't trying to be exalted. God was the one that exalted him. Found tremendous favor before the Lord like that. And even in the book of Acts, chapter 7 and even Acts chapter 13, throughout the, you know, early church and places, reference was always being made to this David. Jesus himself was speaking about David. The apostles, they spoke about David. I mean, always speaking about David. Let's read what was said of him in Acts chapter 7 and verse 46. Story of Stephen preaching the powerful genealogies to show that Christ came of the lineage of Abraham and through David and so on. He would say things like this, Acts chapter 7 and verse 46. And even in other places in the Bible, there was reference made to David and to the favor that he obtained. See, he spoke about, you know, our fathers that came in after I brought in with Joshua unto the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers, unto the days of David, who found favor before God. They're still, even in the New Testament, they're still talking about the favor that David found. And he wanted to build a tabernacle for God, but Solomon was the one that did it. But, you know, still talking about David finding favor. I pray that you receive of the sure mercies of David. Isaiah chapter 54, you know, verse 10, even calls out I mean, David is associated, even when you think about him in spiritual realms, you know, he's associated with mercy, you know, to the point that God even uses this phrase called the sure mercies of David, you know, praise the Lord. And this is what the Lord said. You know, he said, mountains will depart, hills will be removed, but my kindness would not depart from thee. In that with my covenant of peace, the Lord had mercy upon thee. And this mercy, we will find out, is associated in other places with David. Let's read Acts chapter 13 and verse 22. I called out that the mercies of God established in David pass on to the rest of us. And may the Lord give us this kind, you know, of blessing, you know. It was called, he said, I found David, a man after my own heart. The one that will fulfill, you know, all my will. And, you know, if the Lord would talk to about you concerning that, well, that would be a tremendous blessing, you know. Also, you know, in you know, just read a little further down in that Acts chapter 13, we come down to about verse 34 or so, and we'll see, you know, what God said about him. Say, concerning the fact, you know, talking about Christ, you know, being raised from the dead to return to corruption no more, you know, he said, well, I will give you the sure mercies of David. So the sure mercies of David is even connected to the resurrection from the dead. Amazing stuff. I don't have time to go into all of that today, but someday maybe I will. But these mercies of David, he found such tremendous favor that throughout the scriptures, he's connected to the great things in God's eternal purposes, even for Christ to sit on his chosen, choose to sit on his throne. Praise the Lord. Tremendous favor. And my prayer and declaration is, may you obtain the sure mercies of David every day of your life, as it is written in Isaiah 54 and verse 10. There was a man called Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9. This man found favor in the eyes of King David because of Jonathan, his father. And he was promoted, you know, by this time, all the sons of Saul had been killed. This one escaped. Somebody helped him, fell down, became lame, and everything was in hiding all the rest of his life. And finally, when David became king, chased all over the place by Saul and everything, Jonathan helped him many times. David now said, well, is there anyone that's left among the sons of Saul that I can do him good? Because of Jonathan. And so they found this man. They said, well, there's this man. And favor would locate this man. This man was in hiding. He knew that, you know, somebody had tried to kill all the sons of the king, you know, and his life was in jeopardy every day. And even when David called him, he was afraid because he knew what Saul did to David. So he thought, for sure, David's calling me for retribution. But David said, don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. From today, glory to God, you will sit at my table. Did not the scripture say, you know, that he lifted up the beggar out of the dunghill, set him among princes, even the princes of God's people? Well, that story is true in the life of Mephibosheth. And not only that, when he came there, David said to Ziba, who was the chief of all the household of Saul's servants, you know, because the king used to have a lot of servants wait upon him. Saul had a lot of them too. And the Lord said, David said to them, he said, look, from now on, you will be the servant of Mephibosheth. From now on, you will report to him, and all of you, Ziba, you and all the servants of Saul, from today, you're transferred to be reporting to this man, Mephibosheth. And moreover, set him a plate and a seat upon this my special table where only the princes sit. God brought this man from nowhere. Favor located him. And for the rest of his life, he had a king's portion of meal. Well, the portion of meal that the king's princes had, my goodness, that was not the kind that anybody had. Because they got all the resources of the land and eat anything they wanted. And they had multiple servants to serve them. And this Mephibosheth man obtained this kind of favor. Favor located him. Well, it was actually something that his father paid forward. That's right. You know, Jonathan and so forth, you know, did a lot of good in his time. And later on, the good came by. You see? It's a good will come to you, you know, if you cast it out, cast your bread upon many waters. You know, you may find it later on. It may not happen to you, but it may happen to your children. It's even better if it happened to your children. So we've been told that in the scriptures, Jonathan did a lot of good to save the life of David. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and to eight. You don't know what evil is coming, you know, and the Lord will bring it back to you. And the Lord did all that, you know, Jonathan, all the good thing that Jonathan did. Well, he did not get the blessing in his own days. But the blessing came to one of his sons. The Lord would never forget a thing. All the good that you may be doing now, well, never mind if you don't reap it right away. It's coming. The Lord will never forget a thing. You know, and maybe your children that will reap it. You keep paying it forward. You keep doing some good. Good is coming to you also. You worry about it. And this man received tremendous favor of the Lord. Praise the Lord. What about Elijah? Let's see how quickly I can get through this. Elijah, he was a man that said, you know, I stand before the Lord. He found tremendous favor before God. You can read his stories in 1 Kings 17, read 18, read 19. And then this man was also even translated. That you should not see death at the time. 2 Kings chapter 2. Well, in that chapter, he was translated. Chariots of fire. Now, what kind of favor did this man have? You know, that he got heavenly room service. When there was famine in the land, at the hand of the same Elijah, God, he said, look, there will be no rain except by my word. Pretty much locked up the heaven, put the keys in his pocket and walked away. And well, because of that, there was no rain and everything began to dry up. But he himself received heavenly room service twice a day. He wasn't even praying for it. You know, just favor that located in God said, I've commanded the ravens to feed you. Glory to God. You know, and so you just, you know, all he had to do was just stand in the presence of the Lord. This is one way where how you obtain favor. This man said, I stand in the presence of God. And we just stood in the presence of God and he obtained tremendous favor. Ravens will bring him food in the morning, food in the evening. And God also showing us that, you know, two square meals a day was enough. Some people eat 10 times a day. Well, two times a day was enough, but, you know, enough for his strength. Praise the Lord. So But he received tremendous favor. And even when it was time, you know, for him to leave the earth, God sent chariot of fire, horses from heaven, carry him away in a whirlwind, you know, to heaven. Can you believe it? I mean, this Elijah liked to make an entrance anyway. And in the case of Enoch, you know, he was a, you know, it's a hidden thing. But in the case of Elijah, everybody knew it. You know, so Enoch was a type of the hidden and secret rapture, if you want to call it that. Elijah was a type of, you know, the one that the whole world would know. You know, because everybody knew when Elijah was going, even the sons of the prophets, people who have read the Bible, you know, and when they begin to hear that a lot of people disappear, they will say, yeah, we've been reading the Bible. We thought it was, you know, fairy tales and so forth. But this is it. This is what the Bible said. Even a lot of religious people, pastors and otherwise, who figure it out that a lot of people are gone. And their job then will be to hold the people together, keep them away from taking the mark. But the elect is gone. Elijah was a man that everybody knew when he was going to be translated. A tremendous favor from God. Angelic visitations, glorious departure, and everything. Now, may the Lord in our lives, you know, may our lives generate, as we stand before God, this kind of favor. Angelic visitations, angelic ministrations, angelic help, you know, and above all, a glorious departure with Christ at the time of the rapture, in Jesus' name. Amen. Elijah was a man like that. What about Elisha? Elisha also found favor in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 2 to 14. And Elisha asked of God to favor him and believe for a double anointing of Elijah's portion. Double portion of Elijah's anointing. And, you know, Elijah said, well, you've asked a hard thing, because to get a full portion of Elijah's anointing was tremendous enough, let alone double. Elijah knew that it was a hard thing, but he also knew that, well, all things are possible. So he said, well, if you see me when I'm taken, well, then it'll be so. And the man said, well, if that's all that is going to be, I'm standing right here. Nothing going to prevent me from seeing you being taken, because I want that double anointing. And he did. He saw him too. Chariots of Israel. My father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He saw it. And as soon as he said it, the mantle of Elijah fell upon him. And he did receive a double portion. People have counted the miracles that Elijah did, you know, about 7 of them, they said, you know, about 14 that Elisha was reported, you know, tremendous anointing. You know, each mandate was different, though. His own was different. But even while he was dead, you know, somebody threw a dead man in Elisha's grave. And as soon as the dead person's dead person hit Elisha's bones, the dead man came back to life. I mean, there's a tremendous power in this Elisha man. May the Lord grant us this kind of favor, receive double portion of the Spirit and the anointing, you know, that's upon, you know, Elijah was his mentor. Well, the Lord grant you the grace to receive a double portion of the anointing of your mentors and your spiritual leaders for your own journey. Elisha knew he needed that, and God granted it to him. Praise the Lord. The Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 to 6. She received favor in the eyes of the king. Elisha told her, you know, get away from this place, because there's coming tremendous famine. Go to the land of the Philistines or whatever, and, you know, wait there until this whole thing be overpassed. When she left, her land that was abandoned was confiscated by the state. And once that's taken over, that's it. It's over. So one day she came back to cry to the king for her land when she heard that the famine was over. 7 years had passed. And the Lord gave her tremendous favor. You know, tremendous favor. God wanted to bless her, but she didn't even have the resources. You know, she paid it forward. She was the man that was always helping the man of God, giving him a place, giving him food and so on. And one day when God will bless her, when she had no resources to till the land, to cultivate the land during the 7 years of famine, the word of the Lord came to her and said, leave and go somewhere. Come back later. But in that time, the favor of God was working even for her. The king took over her land and cultivated it. He had resources to develop it. Tremendous. I mean, this was a man that said, look, I have my own resources. I dwell in the midst of my own people. I have things. But it was a woman that said that. She was going to lose everything. But favor of God located her when she stood before the king. God having ordained that divine appointment in the very moment that Elisha's servant was talking to the king about the woman that Elisha raised her son back to death. I mean, to life from death. In that very moment, she appeared. God timed it perfectly, and she received tremendous favor. And the king said, appointed an officer. You see, king can make a decree for you that's different from anybody else in the land. So king, you know, even though her land was confiscated and that was it, it's done, gone, belongs to the state now. King reversed that in one moment just by his word. So give to this woman everything and all the proceeds from the day she left. That's what tells us that the land was, you know, cultivated and, you know, a lot of things were done in that land. But the king said so. Give it to her, all the proceeds of the land from the day she left. Now, all that lands, you know, that people were living in, their lands might have withered away because of the great famine. But this woman, because she left and abandoned the land, the king took it over and changed the land to a fruitful thing. And she got all the fruits of it. And she came back. Tremendous favor. May the Lord grant you this favor and cause you to recover all that you may have lost. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27, talks about the Lord will recover all for you. Praise the Lord. The things that cankerworm, eating, hammerworm, and so forth, you know, the Lord will cause you to recover all. Praise the Lord. Let me do about two or three more, and then I'll save some for tomorrow. What about the Jews when they were in captivity in time of Ezra and Nehemiah and so forth? Well, they themselves will obtain favor. Now, Ezra obtained favor before the eyes of King Cyrus of Persia, and he made a proclamation that would authorize the Jews to go and rebuild the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. May the Lord grant us favor before kings and magistrates. That's right. When your case is coming up, the Lord will give you favor. Favor. Maybe a family person that needs to have a case, maybe you. You know, I mean, even laws of the land, God can cause them to be changed. We saw the stories in these Ezra and Nehemiah. The laws of the land forbade them to do any such thing. But the king reversed it. Even said, let treasure be taken out of the king's, you know, treasures and given to them. Conduct them on their way and don't let no one stop them. You know, let them bring forth even all the things that they need and give it to them to do this work. Huh? Tremendous favor. Both Ezra, when he was in captivity with the Jews, you can also read chapter 6 of Ezra, first 12 verses, got tremendous favor also from King Darius. And, you know, gave them commandment that they must proceed unhindered according to the decree of the King Cyrus that was even before him. I declare that any of you that petitioning, now listen to this, any of you that are petitioning the government for anything, receive sudden approval. Amen. Now, look, these people are petitioning. Ezra was petitioning. Nehemiah was petitioning King Artaxerxes. Ezra was petitioning Cyrus, I mean, all these Darius and the rest of them. But, you know, you may be petitioning for visa, for adjustment of status, for settlement, all these things. You know, that may be your story today. You know, your story may not be to go and rebuild the wall or the temple and so forth, but yours may be just a regularization of your status and new laws of the land putting you at jeopardy because of all of that. Well, I declare that the favor of God will locate your situation. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll turn it around, you know. And Ezra got that kind of favor. Nehemiah, in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 9, he also got that kind of favor. They were both in the same, you know, dispensation doing that. Out of captivity, you know, out of slavery, they got favor before the king. And tremendous things happened in their time. Beautiful stories. A lot of lessons to learn their story. But the one that I want to call out today is just the favor of God before kings. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 29 says, "Seest thou a man or woman that is diligent in his or her business, he shall stand before kings and not before mean men." You will have tremendous, you just be diligent in what you're doing. And God is going to promote you. God is going to give you favor in your petition. Maybe visa, maybe adjustment of status, maybe this and that. It's coming. Hallelujah. I declare it in the name of Jesus. Favor for you is coming from the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let me read. I'm going to leave those stories there for today. I want to read you some things again, just to remind you of some declarations. There's more stories. Maybe I'll do the rest tomorrow. There's more stories and more declarations, you know, that I want to read to us. And I read some of it the other day, but take notes of this. Favor comes from the Lord, and visitation of his spirit will preserve us. According to Job chapter 10, verse 12, it said, "Thou has granted me life and favor." And even, you know, your visitations have preserved my spirit. I pray that that may be your testimony, that the favor of the Lord will locate you, and God will cause an enlargement for you, preserving, granting you life and favor. Become a magnet of his favor. Favor finding you wherever you go. Psalm 5, verse 12. This is a good one. "For thou, O Lord, will bless the righteous, and with favor will thou compass him about with a shield." That's one way to get favor from the Lord, is to be righteous. Is to walk, you know, I talked about how do you obtain favor. Well, walk in the integrity of your heart. Follow the word of God. Jesus said in John 14, verses 21, 23, "If you have my commandments and keep them, it proves that you love me, and you will have favor. I'm coming after you." And the Lord said, "Father and I will come and make our abode with you." That tremendous favor, because you're keeping the commandments of the Lord. Jesus even said, "I will love him." And I said yesterday that that love is different from John 3:16. That one is for everybody. This one is differentiated for the man, a woman that is keeping the word of God. That's the way to get tremendous favor. God would set you apart. You said, well, you know, some people like to say that just because the Bible says there's no respect of persons with God. What that really means is, you know, I mean, God's judgment will come upon sin. God's mercy will come upon those that ask for it. You know, in that regard, there is no respect of persons. But a man that is walking in the ways of God, God will definitely have respect to that person. The Bible says that God had respect to the offering that Abel brought, but had no respect to the one that Cain brought. And the Lord himself said in the book of Isaiah, this is the man to whom I will look. That means the one that I will respect. You know, he that trembles at my word, you know, and walks in the integrity of his heart. So, and Jesus said it himself, I'm coming after such a person. It's a differentiated, response from God. It's not, not everybody gets the same response. So don't be going around thinking, God does the same thing everywhere for everybody. No, there's no such thing. Yeah, in the sense of his mercy is overall, that's fine. In the sense of, his forgiveness and all, in the sense of causing the rain and sun to shine on everybody, yes. But there are some differentiated favors from the Lord that come to some people because of their own relationship with God. Jesus said, that's the man to whom I will look. I'm coming after you. Make my abode with you. Praise God. So the Lord give us that kind of favor as we walk in integrity of our heart before the Lord. Praise God. A couple more blessings to you today from the word of God concerning how God imputes favor to you. Psalm 30 verse 7, I gave you this yesterday also. The Lord by his favor make your mountain to stand strong. Whatever it is that you're putting into place, the work of your hands, Psalm 90 verse 17, everything that you're doing, the beauty of our Lord shine upon you, establish the work of your hands. The Lord will make your mountain stand strong by his favor. Psalm 102 verse 13. This is for the group. It's not only for individuals now. His children, even as a group, said the Lord will arise and have mercy upon Zion. The time has come. Those are called the times of refreshing. That's what we're talking about. It is time. The Lord has said it is time. And when he says it is time, he can move anything. Some people say move heaven and earth. He can move anything he wants. Bring that. Pharaoh couldn't stand before the Lord. You might say the Lord was actually toying with him, but God was going to do what he was going to do. It didn't matter anything that Pharaoh or anybody else tried to do. Favor of God said it's time to get these people out of their affliction. And it was time. And the Lord has said it is time again for you, to receive favor of the Lord. Again, how do you find favor from the Lord? Well, you hide his word in your heart. This is how you do it. You hide his word in your heart. You keep his commandments and you do them. You find favor. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Forget not my law, my son, he said, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1. Let your heart keep my commandments. Same thing that Jesus said, John 14, 21. These things he said, will bring you favor. Verse 4 of Proverbs 3. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You want to find favor? Search out the commandments of the Lord and do them. Walk in the integrity of his word in your heart all the time. Favor will locate you. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what the Bible says. So you say, well, how do I get favor? Well, that's how you do it. You can also pray about it and pray for it. We've seen at least one man in the scripture that point blank prayed for those things. Or David also would declare them for us. Mercy of the Lord, he always prayed for. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me, declared for himself. Now, A king's favor is also toward the wise servant. And yesterday we talked about, you know, who then is that wise servant? Well, that's another way that you get the favor from the Lord. You be doing what the Lord said you to do. Keep the mandate and walking in that integrity of the responsibilities that God put upon you to do. Praise the Lord. We read it out of Luke chapter 12, verses 42 and so on yesterday. Let me also read it from Matthew chapter 24 today. It's the same thing. When you are diligent, you know, Matthew 24, verse 45, say, who then is that faithful and wise servant? Remember, the king's favor is to a wise servant. Proverbs 14:35. That's what he said. But then who is that wise servant? The question, Jesus asked the question. Well, Matthew 25:45 say, who then is that wise servant that will receive the favor of the king? Well, Jesus describes him as a man that has received a commandment from the Lord to do certain things and he's doing it. And when the Lord has come, you gave him mandate to do that, finds him so doing, well, receive the blessing from the Lord. But if he doesn't do it and begins to procrastinate or even be wicked, and say the Lord delays my coming and begin to be mean to his fellow servants and so on, well, the Lord of that servant will come on a day that he looks not for and cut him asunder. And appoint his portion with the hypocrites and there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But to the one who's the wise servant, he will receive the favor of the Lord. I am going to wrap up today's lesson here. And every time I think I'm going to finish it, I just can't because there's so much to be said about the favor of God. But let's leave it here. And I'm going to pray over the room. As I said during the message, that you didn't need to wait till the end to receive any of these declarations. I was declaring them as we're calling out each of those stories. And if you align yourself, you know, any of those stories resonate with you and you align yourself with it, you too can receive the same blessings that were put upon those people. Praise the Lord. So Father, I thank you, you know, for the ordinances that you have put in place concerning your favor. If a man walks in integrity of his heart, he will obtain favor from the Lord. If a man keeps your commandments and does them, you know, and does the things that are pleasing in your sight, he will obtain favor of the Lord. And if furthermore, Lord, you have said in your word that you will surround the righteous with favor as with a shield, favor of the Lord will protect and defend us. Glory to God. I pray the favor of God over all your children that are here today to protect and to defend them in Jesus' name. And even when they feel despised, rejected, passed over, David was passed over in the selection process. He was passed over. Many of you might feel that you have been passed over. They passed you over for that promotion. They passed you over for this and that. They passed you over every time. Well, favor is coming after you. You just stay in the thing that God will put in your hand to do. You be faithful in it. David was faithful as a shepherd boy to the point that he went out to fight a lion for taking something from the flock. Went out and fought even a bear for taking something from the flock. He was faithful. And when it was time, favor located him. Hallelujah. May the favor of God locate you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Favor everywhere for your people. Cause your people, Lord, to become favor magnets. Well, the thing that will magnetize the favor of God in your life is your integrity, walking in the integrity of your heart. Just like Joseph, he was in his integrity. You know, the seductors could not get one over him. And favor was locating him everywhere. And also, when we are doing his commandments, keeping his word, favor will locate you. That favor will also rub off from you to others around you. they will be receiving from the same canopy of favor that you have. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. And those of you that are expecting or looking for or making some application to the government or whatever, sudden favor is coming your way. Well, how will he do it? I don't know. And that's not really my business. My business is to proclaim the word of God. God gives the word, Psalm 68 and verse 11, and we proclaim it. And I proclaimed your word here today over your people, and you will watch over that word to perform it. How exactly you are going to bring it to pass, that's up to you. And you have a million different ways that you can do these things. For my ways, saith the Lord, are higher than your ways. And my thoughts, saith the Lord, are higher than your thoughts. Even as the heaven is higher than the earth. So thank you, Father. Blessings upon your people. Favor everywhere. Favor before God and favor before men. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.